It's a pretty big one, then.
Yeah, it's a large tomato. They don't have too many on a bush, either. And we got arse potatoes. Yeah, you know what they are.
That's potatoes, though.
Arse potatoes.
Uh-huh.
They grow... You know, one time, my son-in-law died, his wife, his brother married an Italian out in New Orleans, and they was raised on in the French settlement there in New Orleans. And she come up here one time, and I went in my garden. My taters was that high, and they're turning yellow. See, they turn yellow when they die down, getting ready to dig them. And she asked me, what was that? I told them it was harsh potatoes. She said, well, they don't have no potatoes on them. I said, yeah, they're full of potatoes. I said, in another week, they'll be ready to dig. She said, well, I don't see no taters. I said, well, they grow on the ground. So I took my hand, you know, and dug down there and showed them to her. Now, that was a grown woman, been going to school all the time in New Orleans, an Italian woman in the French settlement. She said she didn't know harsh potatoes grow in the ground. Just like them kids over there didn't know cotton growed on a stalk and all. They'd never seen none before. And there's lots of kids that way right today. They don't know what cotton or nothing is.
You know the whiskey that's made out in the woods?
Well, like they call them bootleggers, don't they? Well, they tell me to make that out of corn, sour corn, get corn, you know, and corn chopped and thing and sour. That's the way they tell me to make it, of course. I never drank none of it, and I guess I seen it and didn't know it.
What did they call it?
Some of them call it bootleg whiskey, and some of them call it white lightning. It used to, during Prohibition, it killed a lot of people.
What about the beer that people make at home?
Well, I don't know hardly what to make that out of, but they have plenty of that around here, too, in Baton Rouge.
What do they call that?
They call it beer. I've never drank a glass of beer, and I never drank whiskey. I never smoked a cigarette in my life. And I bet you one thing, I bet it's about a few people in the world my age can say that, 81 years old. Ain't nothing I spies worse than a man that drinks whiskey or drunk. I just don't have nothing to do with him. I got a boy, and I told him if he ever drank anything, don't never come around me.
Say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you could tell someone just that.
Smell it. Yeah, you could suck it down your nostrils. You could smell it cooking. A lot of times the old lady be cooking. I said, yeah, I smell it. It smells mighty good. I get hungry then.
You might tell someone, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is...
A what?
This isn't imitation. This is gingerbread. Or you mean something is real, another way of saying that.
Imitation of it, huh?
You'd say this isn't an imitation.
Yeah.
This is
real.
Or genuine.
Or gingerbread.
Did you ever hear genuine or genuine? Or?
Yeah. Genuine or genuine.
And when sugar wasn't put in packages, but when it was sold just way to you out of the barrel, they'd say that they were selling it how?
Put it in packages and sold.
But a long time ago, when they'd just weigh it to you out of the barrel?
Yeah. Well, you see, now back on the years ago, you know, now you go in a store, you help yourself. You go in now, you get you one of these push buggies, go around, get whatever you want when you come out to check you out. Well, back when I was small, you didn't do that. You went to a store and the man stand behind the counter, and if me and you want a pound of sugar or 2 pounds of sugar, he got him a sack and went back out to the barrel and dipped it up and weighed it and brought it down and set it on the counter where you're at. If you want a can of tomatoes, you ask for a can of tomatoes, he'd go get that.